Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fairbanks so fidgety on the mound, locks into place, and strikes out Holiday. The Rays score the final dozen. An improbable Wednesday night here at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Belongs to the Tampa Bay Rays, 12-8.
Improbable night is right. I still don't believe what I just saw last night. I don't. I don't believe what I saw. Up 8, looked like everything was working, and then all of a sudden, nothing worked at all.
What was the worst loss for you? Like, and I don't mean like obviously losing in the playoff hurts, but one of those crazy, was it the Mother's Day massacre that we had? Where they were playing Boston, and what was that, the Patriot Day game, and they had that huge lead, and then it was like, oh, that was gone. I mean, you think about some of the games that we've seen that have been really bad losses. I mean, that one's got to rank up there, but I still think the Mother's Day Massacre was worse.
You said non-playoff losses?
Yeah, because playoff losses are different, right? Like this is a regular season game, but you were up 8-0, and you have a foregone conclusion. This game's over because it should be, frankly.
Before last night, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, look, because like you start thinking back about it, I remember some of the games. What was it? The walk-off grand slam that happened here, like some of the good ones that happened in your favor. I think Jay Gibbons hit one against the Blue Jays after Roy Halladay had an amazing start, and those wins will sit with you. You're like, oh, man, that was so cool. They got to be going, man, we gave up a damn grand slam to this cat. And if you're Toronto, but the same way here in Baltimore, we've had some games, whether it's the 33-3, that doubleheader that day, or 30-3, I did that game, and the second game was longer than the first, and that one was like 11-9. They lost both of them. Just some ugly, ugly games in Oriole history, man. But this is one where you allowed a team to come back after setting yourself up.
Now, where did the game, in your opinion, Ed, last night turn?
I mean, I think
you just turned as soon as they saw, as they scored their three runs. Yeah. Is that, to me, that was it. I thought when you go up, what was it, the top of the second, we were up, or third inning, it happened so quickly. You're up 8-0. 8-0. I assumed, wrongly, that would have taken spirit away from them. I'd be like, ugh. And then we're going to just kind of mail it in after being down. Because it wasn't just 8-0. It was home run, home run. It was like bang, bang, bang. It was relentless. It was like, damn. Yep. I thought it was going to put them, you know, on their heels. When they came back and scored three, and like, in my head, I'm like, uh-oh. It's too much baseball left to be played here.
When you started reading the order the pitchers came in, you can't get past the first part of it.
The Taj was out.
Rogers blew it.
Raj.
No.
Taj.
I'm talking about Trevor Rogers.
Oh, our guy.
The Orioles pitchers were Rogers blew it, and that's what happened.
I thought you meant Taj, because I like saying Taj.
But it with Blewett coming in and like seeing the other guy, your bullpen had given up two runs in June, I think. I think that was the number. And then now you come into this game and you not only have one guy that loses it after the second inning, and then you have to take him out because you don't want him to come back. Oh, by the way, that happened. And you have two other bullpen pieces that come out and say, did you guys want these gas cans too? And just pour it right on the fire, baby. And you lose 12-8.
Yeah, Kittredge was like, he had nothing last night. Honestly, he was just flat.
Do you think it's the heat? Do you think that's what's really bothering
everyone?
I told
you before, I don't like the way these guys are responding to the heat. That's not an excuse. It's just, I'm watching. A position player last night, had a jersey on and two or three other jerseys hanging up next to, in the hallway next to the dugout, ready to put them on. By the game's end, I went to change my shirt back into the shirt that I was going to wear on air, and those jerseys were gone. So he must have changed at some point. You saw extra undershirts. And I'm not saying guys shouldn't prepare. I love the fact that you're prepared for it, but I'm just telling you, that's how hot it is on that field. It's and when you haven't played in that kind of heat before, you say, well, what about Sacramento? Now, Sacramento was a different kind of heat, number one. Number two, by the fourth inning, it was cool. I went from a short-sleeve shirt to a quarter-zip long-sleeve in those games. It went from hot to cool in those games, so it's different. This heat in Tampa is a pounding heat, man. It's like I wore a gray shirt on air yesterday. I put it on 5 minutes before I went on air. I took it off less than 5 minutes after I got off air because I didn't want to do the post-game show with it looking like Gunnar Henderson's jersey. I don't want to look like that. It is hot. And when you – I went upstairs because one of the guys on the crew, TV crew, told me it's not as hot in the stands. Like, how do the fans do it? He says, for some reason, it's not as hot in the stands. So I went up on in the bowl seating area, and it wasn't. It was kind of a breeze. When you go down to that field, that same breeze up there feels like you're in the dryer.
Yeah,
it does. It just feels different.
I thought you made that
point. Well, as you said, checking the cornbread.
Yeah, yeah. Like, again, you were talking about the breeze, where usually that's something you, oh, thank God we got the wind a little bit to cool you down, instead of getting the open in the oven, mm-hmm. and then here comes the heat. And that's what it feels like when you're out there.
And for those of you who say, well, the Rays got to go through the same thing, I'm going to say it again. You can check it. The Rays have played more home games than anyone because, and Ed, you notice being a Floridian now, the hurricane season is on the way.
It started already.
So they've got to get as many home games in as humanly possible. They played, what is it, 46 home games already.
Yeah, Rob, officially June 30th, but it's here, yeah.
They play in a dome, and hurricane season ruined that.
Exactly.
Tore it off.
Yeah, and that's why they're playing outside.
Tore the roof off the airport in Sarasota.
You can't tell me if you're looking at the Rays, and they got to be road warriors the second half of the season.
Turn the roof off the sucker.
that you're going to look at it and say that's not a huge impact on how they finish, right? Like, nobody wants to go on it. We've talked about it. You don't want to go on three straight road games in the NFL. You don't want to go on this long-ass road trip for a month. Where you know, it's got to be totally different for those guys. I'm curious to see how their season finishes up.
Before we go into anything more, $1.7 billion reportedly, that's what the Rays are going to sell for. And Patrick Zalupski has put in a letter of intent. The letter of intent is not a sales agreement. He is a 44-year-old home builder in Jacksonville, Florida. Ed, do the Rays stay in Tampa or do they move? Or the Tampa area, because they were technically playing the same.
I mean, I think they stay in the Tampa area. They've talked of them moving across the bridge to Tampa from St. Pete has been for years. I don't know what the hell's preventing that. But I think if they don't move to Tampa, and I mean right into Tampa proper, where the Buccaneers are and the Lightning and all that, either you move there or they're going to move to Montreal or something. They're going somewhere else.
This is what I think, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think baseball in Florida works. You know why?
Too many things to do.
Spring training works because it's the time of year where everybody comes south.
Yeah.
What happens in baseball? What happens on the baseball season in Florida? People of Florida go north.
Mm-hmm.
You can't support your people aren't there. Football can work. NBA can even work.
But you're competing with the beach and everything else that people would want to do over going to that damn baseball team.
Because vacationers are here.
Yeah.
Vacationers are here for the beach. They're not here to watch baseball. They go back to their places up north and watch baseball. They're here for a week or two, maybe longer. And you're right. They are focused. They have tunnel vision. I'm going to the beach. I'm going to here. I'm going there. What about the baseball game? Not going there. And the people who live here, who may love the Rays, what do? They go up north. Why? Because it's hot down here. They got summer all year round. I just don't think baseball in Florida is a good marriage. I just don't think so.
I kind of agree with you. It's no matter. There's a million things to do. It's too hot. I mean, it's really too hot.
Too hot.
Too hot. And you're right. It's a ghost town. I mean, right now, you can go anywhere you want. You want to go eat the nicest restaurant in Tampa? You can. You want to drive across the city? No traffic, pretty much. It's, try it during spring training or during the winter from November to April.
Yeah.
It's jammed.
It's the opposite of Ocean City.
Yes.
Yep, it is.
Yep.
This time of the year, the summer down here is like Ocean City in the winter. You don't have the people to choose from to fill a baseball stadium. I said to one of the guys that work on the TV crew that's from here, I said, if you're going to build a new stadium, my best advice to you is not to build it more than 25,000 people. At least it looks full. You build a 40,000 people,
yeah.
You got 11,000 people here. Like right now, the crowd is loud. You know why? Because it only seats 11,000. And it's intimate. It's more tight. I mean, excuse me, it's tighter. Everything is packed. So it sounds louder. Those same 11,000 people in 36 to 50,000, 40,000 seat stadium is echoing. You get nothing. So you better build. If you're going to keep them here, build a smaller stadium. World of Stupid at 8:45. But on the other side, we're going to continue with Jeremy Kahn's question of me. We're going to ask it of you and maybe Ed and I'll answer. Last night, loss number 42 of the season for 2025, but was it the worst loss of the year? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This baseball, I mean, I was in here watching the game. I probably count on both hands how many ground ball hits they have, finding holes, and super frustrating because, you know, every guy that goes in there wants to shut it down to get the momentum back to our side, and super frustrating. The amount of ground balls that got through holes, and it was one of those days, unfortunately.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. That was Trevor Rogers from yesterday after the O's lose. Scored 8 runs in the second and give up 12 unanswered throughout the rest of the game, beginning in the third. And ultimately, the inning that put them away, the bottom of the seventh, when it was tied at 8. Tampa scored 4 runs to cap off the scoring. Now, Trevor, you're right. There were a lot of ground balls that got through. They weren't that hard hit. We got that. But this is what I mean by one of those losses to make you kind of look at a guy like, really? All right, well, Trevor, you pitched fewer than 3 innings. You walked 3. You had 3 ball counts on almost every batter after the first inning. And it just kept bleeding him and bleeding him and bleeding him. So it is just baseball. It's just baseball. But for you, just baseball is you're given an opportunity. You can't say it's just baseball. Ryan O'Hearn can say it's just baseball. Maybe even Dean Kramer can say it's just baseball because their future is cemented for the most part. They're going to be playing on somebody's Major League Baseball team. If Ryan O'Hearn is traded, he's not traded and can sit down in the minors. He's traded because whatever team he's on needs him. Orioles aren't sending him down in the minors. So it's not just – you can't say it's just baseball.
Yeah,
that was a bad loss last night.
Yeah, I heard – so there was a quote from Trevor Rogers I just read from Jacob Calvin-Meyer talking about – you know, he does feel good where he was at. You know,
yes.
He felt good about what he was doing, and then it just unraveled, and I think that's part of this quote here. But he said at the end of the day, it's about winning games and, you know, obviously feeling like you let everyone down. But I don't know. Like, sometimes when we hear guys talk about it, and I know, like, you'll get the coach speak, they don't want to give too much up. Every once in a while, I think a guy will tell you something that maybe he probably shouldn't have. I don't think we got that from Trevor Rogers yesterday.
I should have pitched better. That's all I need from him. I should have pitched better. You threw 71 pitches, and you recorded, what, 7 outs? 7 outs. 10 pitches per out. That's not baseball. It's bad baseball.
Like 27 pitches like before you could blink an eye.
Didn't he throw 35 pitches in the second inning?
I think so. I think that's the inning I'm thinking of. It was 27. Like, I'm like, how many pitches has he thrown already?
It may have been close to 40 he threw that inning.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So, having said that, Ed, 42 losses this year. Is that the worst loss of the year?
Yeah, to me it was. Only because my, you know, it's such a roller coaster ride. I've gotten my hopes up because they've been playing good baseball. Yeah, they're playing like 700 baseball in the last 20 something games. It's been great. And so I was like, oh, this is a team I expected to see in April. And now they look good. And then, you know, they go up 8-0 last night. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. This is exactly what I was waiting for. Look at this. And like, you got to be kidding me. Like, I mean, you score 8, you give up 12? Like, what? Yeah, it was a kick in the nuts last night for sure.
Jeremy, we had a chance to wake up this morning. Orioles only 9 games under 500. Was the season worst? Was 18 under, right? Cut that in half. You had a chance to beat it. Now you're back to 11 games under 500. I think this is, I'm not saying you can't bounce back from this because you got a lot of baseball. But at this point, here we are on June 19th. This is the worst loss of the year.
I mean, I don't know that it's the worst loss of the year for me. And I get the, you blew an 8-run lead. It was still the second inning. You know, that's, there's still a lot of baseball left. And we all know, even though we didn't want to see it, this is a weird sport where you got to get 27 outs in most situations unless the game's shortened. Or if it goes to extra innings, you got to get more than that. But there were some of the games this year, just watching the offense, where I just felt like they were dead. So it's kind of interesting to me where somebody, if you look at the games and go, yes, this singular game was probably the worst loss of the season, but I felt like there were stretches that made other games feel worse than this one. Does that make sense? Because it was so bad in the beginning of the year where it's like, how are we playing like this? This is ridiculous. There were some Charlie Morton starts where I wanted to throw my TV out the window. So
I don't disagree with you. If you ask the best, this is the best stretch. The worst loss of the season came in their best, during their best stretch.
Yep.
Because this is clearly the best stretch of the season. There, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
If this loss happened in April, I thought, man, I mean, this is, how many losses? No way in the world they bounce back today. But because of what they've been doing lately, I actually believe they can win today. I do. I believe they can win today. I thought yesterday, going into last night's game, that the Orioles still have an outside chance to get back in the playoff picture. Today at, what is it, at 8:39 in the a.m., I feel like the Orioles still have an outside chance of getting back to the playoff picture. I do.
Well, they do.
That changed my forecast on the season. It's just the worst loss of the year.
Yeah. But, again, it's just 1-0. You know, just you lose by 1, you lose by 4, you give up 8, whatever it is. You give up 12 if you score 8. It's 1-0, and they still have a chance.
Yeah, but I see, I guess where I'm getting, like, twisted on this, because I understand you had the 8-run lead, so you felt like it was a foregone conclusion you're winning. I'm going into games going, yeah, I can't wait to watch this one. Oh, we're down 8-0. Thanks a lot, Charlie. You know, like, and he's completely turned the corner, which is one of the reasons why I really want to watch him today to see how he pitches without Maverick. Because if you know anything about athletes, they're superstitious. You get into a groove. You want the same thing all the time. Isn't that the reason why Palmer ate pancakes every day on the start? Like, that's, I think athletes get in that mode where it has to be the way that it's always been, or else something's going to go wrong.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.